Thank you, Cardiff. This is Amy.
No, again. For some reason, I couldn't hear you before.
Oh, that's all right. So I see your email.
For that one. So I just want to get that together real quick. Want to make sure. I was just going back and forth finance. So yeah, two options. With 5 points capped, that top part. 3 points capped is the lower part. OFI needs to stay intact. If we need to waive part of the OFI, if we waive, let's say, a half fee, and you sell it, let's say, a 116 paying 5, it would be 4 points. If you sell, you know what I'm saying, like if you waive half, it's 1 point off the expected commission. If it's a full waive of the OFI, then it would be 2 points off the expected commission.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. It's good to know there. So the other deals that I just wanted to follow up on was TPC Ventures.
So basically, collectively, it sounds like the balance is between Cabbage and everyone else, like 170, I guess like 120 or 115 or so between the other loans, and then 40 or so K with Cabbage. We would need to pay. So basically, at this point, the only ways that we could be able to even have a chance is if it's collectively between all the balances, below 125, but realistically probably 120 below. We would have to pay off Cabbage. I think when we pay off Cabbage, they may not let them redraw on the line of credit for like 90 days.
Okay.
So I think that was the case. One of my partners had told me that when we paid off Cabbage, so I didn't know. Just wanted to be honest about that part of it. I don't know if it's true. I think that's Cabbage's policy. Anytime they are paid off by a third-party lender, they'd only give them back the line of credit after 90 days.
Okay.
So, long and short, it'll be a little bit tough to get done. I think even the last deals we did with them were for like under 100K in the past.
Okay. All right.
Let me see. Yeah.
So, is there a reason why like the approval amount on this deal is kind of lower than we expect? Just because on our end, we see revenues of close to $2 million. So. Is it industry or time of business? Like, what kind of factors are contributing to that loan amount?
So I think what Jade had meant, I think she didn't give the other piece of the puzzle, is that this one actually didn't get the underwriting. So what she was basing it on was the pre-qual, based on, when you submit it in the portal, like what that number is. But that's obviously going to change significantly, plus or minus either way, just because none of the cash flow is actually factored in to the pre-qual decision. That's just strictly credit-based, just based on, pre-qual. So realistically speaking, in order to I'd have to basically get the deal reopened, have them basically put in all the data from the cash flow, and then we'll see what we might get. So that's why it's just not an accurate, it's not an actual approval, it was just a prequel. So I would say, I could try to put in a case to basically, but they would, if they're going to say, okay, well, we need to see that their balances are below 125 in order to consider for underwriting, because, they don't want to underwrite a high balance anyway.
Okay, makes sense. It saves people, time on the end. Okay, so I guess I'll just go back to Ruben and see, how much the customer can pay down. If we can get proof of, their balances being less than 125, then we have a case here.
Basically, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So that's more or less the case. I'll try to put in the case to say, hey, can we just, see how this one fares? And usually they'll say, with the high balance, we'd have to, have proof that it's below 125 kind of thing. I'll see what happens. If you don't hear from me, assume that that would be the case. But if he has another, lender who would potentially, pay off the kind of balances, I would, obviously I would never defer deals. I would want everyone. But I always want to be honest about its chances. I don't want to, have you guys, do a lot of work and then, we won't be able to do it kind of thing. So I just want to be honest about its chances.
Okay, awesome. The second deal that I had a question on was something called Life Health and Fitness.
Let me find that one. There, both of these, I remember, had a story that I had to sift through. There was a couple things that I don't have access to. Because of that, I think the underwriter, there's the TBC and this one. Yep, I remember this one. I looked at it yesterday. So I had to wait for underwriting to get back to me because what happened was the merchant actually applied with us through a different ISO last month. So he had already seen the file. It had gotten approved initially, but then got declined because it was found and proof that the guy actually has a much higher MCA balance. He has what looks like about 300K or so with Funding Circle.
Life Health. Okay, so you guys have a 300K Funding Circle balance?
Yes. So it looks like the guy got funded from Funding. I'm looking at the data to kind of send me the notes on it because it was not my deal, so I couldn't see it. But the guy got funded by Funding Circle. So that's what happened. It kind of mysteriously got declined because the underwriter, you know, realized, oh, we already saw this deal last month, and we confirmed that they did have, in fact, 300K balance. So with Funding Circle, how our policy is with that, so this is actually kind of countered Cabbage, where it's just like, you know, we have to pay up Cabbage every time. Funding Circle is basically a discretionary one where certain programs we do have to pay them off, and other programs of theirs we do not. When they have, they have basically two different programs, one that's more working capital, and one that's more like traditional bank loan financing. So basically, this one we already had vetted and seen that this is one that we would need to pay off. And I think this actually was one that we had as a renewal initially. We'd done the deal with them, and they had applied for renewal with us. So even besides the ISO sending it to us in July, it looks like I see the here we are. Yep, I just had to find it. Our internal team, our internal renewals team, name is Rachel, submitted, oh, so we actually saw it three times in the last 3 months. So, yeah, they actually came to us first to try to renew. They found out the balance, Funding Circle, and then, yeah, let me see if there's probably a case. Yeah, so basically we denied them for renewal because of the
Funding Circle
loss, because of the Funding Circle, and then they came back through a different ISO because they, you know, obviously still looking for money. And then they looked back at the old deal and saw, oh, yeah, they got funded before. We already know we can't do it. And this is the third time around, kind of. So because this is all not in my hands, I had to kind of, like, wait for people to kind of give us a story.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the Funding Circle is something that we didn't see, at least in the banks that were provided. So that's something I can go back to the rep with because I don't think we were aware of that at all.
Yeah, I know some lenders will ask to pay them off, others won't. So let me. I'm gonna actually just briefly look through the bank, because a lot of times, you know, merchants are slick. You know, I think what happened was that they have other bank accounts. And,
exactly.
You know, I do see the transfers from another bank account. Yeah. So they'll just send you the one, and then it's like, oh wait, there's actually Funding Circle in the other one, but the UCC is obviously there, and that's what kind of our underwriter saw the first time.
Yeah, so we see like several transfers in the bank, like account ending 3368, 3202. Those are likely the accounts that Funding Circle is debiting from.
Yep. So so just as far as the overall guideline, you know, we can. It's about a 50-50 toss up in experience. In my experience, whenever we've seen a customer that has Funding Circle, just about half the time we don't need to pay them off, and you know, it's just kind of luck of the draw. You know, if they have a Funding Circle deal that was like 5 years and like 12% interest, you know, that's one we don't require to pay off. You know, obviously the longer term and the lower rate that it is, we won't need to pay off. But if it's like, you know, 2 or 3 years or below, you know, and it has like above like a 14 or 15%, you know, APR, that's usually ones that we would need to pay off. It's just they also have kind of two different programs in there, and that's how it kind of the dividing line is.
Okay. All right, cool. So those are the only ones that I just didn't have clear answers to, but I can, you know, definitely go back and rework these deals as needed. So yeah, thank you for your time today. Yeah, and as far as, like, would you prefer that we contact Jade first before, you know, we reach out to you, or is there kind of, like, an order you prefer?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, just both of us get busy at different times, but if you have any sort of, I mean, these two particular ones, you know, I'm glad you called me because these were a little bit more nuanced. But, yeah, generally speaking, you always see, you know, shoot us both an email, you know, first, and then, you know, if we're tied up, you always give Jade a call. If it's just, like, about decline reviews, that's kind of in her kind of wheelhouse.
Okay.
But these two, so that's generally, and then anything that's approved and kind of below, you know, just like for executive pricing and exceptions and stuff after approval, you know, that's kind of where I come in. Basically, the way that we have it is that on the front end, she's kind of managing the front end. I manage the kind of closing end. So to get it approved, and then it's kind of on me to kind of like work through the deals, get exceptions, you know, whatever, to get it, you know, kind of across the finish line. But that's, again, that's not like a hard and fast whatever. It's just, you know, you know how it is. So
yeah. Okay.
Just CC us both on all emails as normal, and then get it going from there. And So appreciate. I think we're poised for kind of a big 5 days. I know there's a ton of big deals we got out there. So I just saw Brian requested docs for Yahwitz. So okay. I guess the merchant may be considering going with the long term now.
I didn't even get a chance to put in the shorter terms yet for the rep, but I'll touch base with her and see if that's what she's going for. But I'm sure if they've, if they're requesting docs, then it's likely what was sold already.
Got it. That's cool. Perfect. So, at least you have the options in case the guy balks. But let me just put, I'm actually going to send docs now. 1, 3, 2. Okay.
Like the other half.
Let me just make sure this is all right.
I want a tube this big, Steven, this big. I want a bucket this big.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know we did executive pricing there, so everything looks in line. Perfect. 5 points. Weekly payment. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Let me just double check something. Okay, we're good. Good. Okay, so I'll send the docs out for Yahwitz. MD to you, looks like Kara just emailed for,
So many things in the pipeline. That's awesome.
That is great. No, it's we're poised for a monster next couple days. So, do your thing. And, thanks for your patience with that. And, just keep on trucking. Keep up the good work, guys.
Exactly. All right, thanks, Noel. Appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Later.